So, Mr. President, I'm sorry I missed your call last night. I was being lobbied by the
just.
Together, they're very careful about letting Americans see where they're going.
Oh, you're going to they let you see all the monuments and you know, the marvelous palaces of Leningrad, the galleries, and the Kremlin, of course, is just true. But, and I also want to see the factories and all that sort of thing. But as far as people,
it's an interesting phenomenon with me. I've never been particularly. We all try to not be prejudiced. I've always had a little prejudice.
I'm not prejudiced in the sense that it's true that you're talking about is recognizing that all people have certain traits. The Jews have certain traits. The Irish have certain. Very difficult. For example, the Irish can't drink.
That's right.
Always got to remember the Irish because they get mean. Virtually every Irish I know gets mean when he drinks. It's a sort of a natural trait, particularly the real Irish. And they do very stupid things. The Italians, of course, just won't have their heads screwed on them. They're wonderful people, but each group has things that we do like and we don't like. Jews have a very aggressive, abrasive, obnoxious personalities, but they're just a hell of an informant of able people. So you gotta buy a little of that in order to get their ability.
Well,
recognize what you're up against.
I distinguish the Jews, of course, from the Israelis. I've always admired them because of their strength.
Yes, you know, it's hard to find. I didn't notice many Jewish names in Ireland coming back from Vietnam in the list. They just, I don't know how the hell they avoid it, but, you know, there are some in this country.
Well, they don't go out and fly airplanes, that's one thing.
They sure as hell aren't in the Air Force, but
yeah.
They're doing it. But anyway.
Well, they always manage to get themselves
a
desk job or deferred or in college.
I imagine if you were to look at the Canadian Swedish contingent, that it was there, but disproportionately really Jewish. The deserters.
Hell yes. Oh, my God. These interviews you see on television, half of them are Jews. Sure, they.
That's why the attendance in the embassy is so hard. Well, anyway, let me ask you a couple of things.
Sure.
I was not even reading the news on today that I'm affected. Why do you think these guys, I've got some Marty Schreiner and PRB and many other
interview, Mr. President. Is that...
What's the straight? He was guessing the ass at CBS.
Well, worse than that, I sent you in the transcript of that before it got in the news somewhere. It'll be somewhere in your reading material. It is the most incredible transcript I have ever read in my life. I mean, he describes the evil influence of this administration. And he talks about how we're intimidating advertisers and trying to get advertisers not to advertise.
I saw that. Jesus. What the hell is he talking about?
You talk about seeing ghosts under the bed.
What advertisers?
No.
You know anything canceled the CBS?
No. But, you see, that's just creating a complete red herring. And that shows you how dishonest the man is. I mean, he basically is a dishonest person.
What do you think, though, about their squealing about that? Must have struck
him. Have you heard him? Yeah. There's any question that you've heard. They are dying.
Get across?
Of course the points get across.
I mean, do they, what they say, though?
Do their points get across?
They're all squealing about
No. I'm convinced not.
They're not kicking on the ass.
You
being a conciliator and all that bullshit.
You have the
conciliators they deserve.
You have the 25%, Mr. President, who are just confirmed Dove, Nixon haters, and we'll never get to them. You have the big block in the middle that are with us and are very happy and very content. And then you have 25% on the right who, when a Marty Schramm or a Cronkite says something like that, they just swept the walls. They're fighting mad. That's the kind of mail that we see when you hit a
party.
I've never known who TRB is.
He's the monitor. Strong.
Oh, is that who it is?
He's smart. Capable.
Oh, brilliant writer. Like others one. He's a fabulous writer.
I guess all the press I'm told, I don't see that it serves a hell of a lot of purpose.
Mindset of the goddamn liberal Washington press corps is. I mean, you know what tack they're on when you watch that. Now, some of us who have
been... What did you review, though,
American people want you to be strong and tough.
I think so.
I think November told us that, Mr. President. I think our own reading of the country is correct. We wouldn't be sitting here today if it weren't correct. If you had taken the soft line, we wouldn't have the kind of majority we have. You know, you talk about impact on the public. When you get the kind of stuff we had yesterday, Associated Press wire photo, God Bless America and Nixon, and what those guys were saying, and the emotional impact of that yesterday. Oh, you can take
it. I realize that was not covered by the prime time. Father put it in the prime time.
No, except
they all have their specials, but they'll never do a special with the UFOs. They should.
Oh, that
was some of the most emotional film you could possibly
ever.
Possibly. They can take that 2 hours, you know. Perkins of NBC was very good. That's when I saw it. But you could cut that to a half hour and put on all I got. Then, of course, the one they call the great ace. They are amazing men.
But
come over there, you could see they were washed out, tired. I mean, but how they stood so straight and they saluted.
Oh, yeah, they saluted. They were marvelous.
Mrs. Galloway said her husband called and said, you know, the president must be a wonderful man. And
saying it because the thing that would have killed them was to have you embraced by these guys, and they would have, I mean, they would have saluted you, but they would have also thrown
their
hands.
They probably hated about the fact that the colonel called me.
Oh, sure.
I called him.
No.
He called me.
He asked.
He said, I'm asked the agency as the man. I mean, the ace, the guy that's the senior of all of them. He said, on behalf of all the men, to thank you and say we'd like to personally come and shake your hand and express his
name.
No. I think it's kill time.
What's powerful, powerful stuff, Mr. President. And I will say for the networks, it didn't.
I heard they were good.
Oh, hell, it was 17, 18, 19 minutes of the news last night. I mean, and it was tremendous stuff. I don't imagine there were many people watching that weren't choked up. I mean, you couldn't help it. And those guys were so great. And, boy, what a thing to go through. You think of it for their, you know, for their country. They did what they were believing in. That's really, yesterday was really the end of the war.
For most people. And yesterday was the men coming home to a ticker tape parade.
Yeah, that's right.
In today's world.
In today's world. What more could you have?
That's the way it's done on television.
What more could you have than that beautiful airplane coming up and these guys coming down the ramp and the very attractive.
Their wives, they showed their
sure. Tremendous. For today's show this morning had the conversations between the husband and wife. And
yeah.
Great, great emotional impact, but I must say that those fellas, that shows you how people really feel. Those fellas came out and they were God blessing the country and you.
And I was amazed when I saw that, because God knows we, there was no reason to say that, but there was some way they must have got the word on the plane as to what had happened.
I think what they feel is that you got them out the way they wanted to get out. Of course they wanted to get out any way they could. I can't blame anybody who's in that situation. But you got them out as heroes instead of coming out having...
Yes, for the sake of our prisoners. And I suppose they had come back that way based on Cooper Church or Mansfield or
government.
Percy, the government. And they would have come back to a country defeated, failed, as our, at least there's a scintilla of hope and pride in God.
Oh, I think there's a hell of a lot of pride. I think it's more than a scintilla.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we all know, as I said, I'm speaking even looking at the fragility of the peace in the future, the fragility of South Vietnam's future, and let alone Laos and Cambodia, it's a goddamn, it's fragile. But there's a chance.
Sure.
That's all we can do. We can't save everybody. We can sure, we've sure given them a chance that they had never had before. Huh?
Well, that's right. And those guys know that.
I was so pleased with them.
Of course, the other thing, Mr. President, you know, it'd be pretty lonely over there in one of those camps, and they might well have thought that if we pulled out, they would never get out. There were a lot of those guys, we didn't know they were prisoners.
Yeah.
You know, the MIAs in particular. How'd they know they'd ever get out except this way? And that's why they're praising you. They know the Oriental mentality and the disregard for human life. That's the point that Bill Anderson of the Chicago Tribune was making yesterday. He said, hell.
On television?
No, just
talking to him.
He was writing it. And he just said, hell, McGovern, they knew these guys wouldn't be coming back.
He wrote this?
He told me he was writing it. He came in to see me. And he just said, because he's a great loyalist, as you know. He said, with McGovern, he said, hell, with McGovern, these fellows might be rotting in jail. Said they're back because of the president, because you guys hung in. It's true. I mean, and those guys know that. That's why you got that kind of a reaction you got. But my God, that you can write volumes of hate out of TRV and Marty Schramm and Dan Walter, and nothing compares to that. And nothing. Yes, sir.
I guess what that is, you would name it, use that name. You know, he's in that same big picture, too. That's probably. And that'll go around many years later. It's a hell of a picture, of course. And his expression.
Boy, it is a man, thanks, son.
Sure. God bless America and Nixon. And what they were all saying, you know, we thank the country, we deserve it.
Right. And the other picture, that's old Alvarez, 8 years. The snappy salute. When the time comes, if anybody wants to come back, and these guys don't want to come back.
Sure, most of them won't.
Yeah, most of them won't.
Most of them won't.
If they want to come
back. They don't want to come back. They're not going to want to face other people.
Well, of course.
These bastards are barred for life.
Well, they see this. But if anyone wants to come back, if they can make a case of insanity or...
Oh, not insanity, or their mother is sick. Just like anybody else.
But hardship pieces on the end.
That's right.
Everyone
judges
on his own.
Sure. Or he was very, very young, or somebody had beaten the hell out of him, and so he deserted, or he didn't know the law, or, you know, there was. But I lay the money that about a third of these are our Jewish friends.
Oh, yeah.
I think two-thirds of them are from wealthier families. Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
I don't think many of them are just the poor, common, hard-hat types.
The line that I think might we want to take also. I've got Rudy working on this for us, and I did a little article on it. So he asked me to. The line is really to criticize those who encourage them to flee.
Well, I think the quotes were too good to hear last. Just I think it for me, it's only that they got Lindsay and others, I think, have said the real heroes are. I like to see those three or four quotes.
Lindsay said that in Philadelphia.
Or did he say it? Did somebody else say that?
No. Well, Lindsay said it. McGovern said it many times. Muskie said it. Muskie said that I have real feeling for those who are playing across the Canadian border, and they may be the real heroes of the war.
Like that's not really. That's going to be crammed right down their throats.
Well, that's in the article.
The question is the real question is the strategy here as to whether.
divide up. There'll be
Oh, yeah, there'll be some small defeat to the nomination, right? And the nomination held on today. And the Southern Republican is more partisan than the Northern Republican.
That's right.
I agree. I'm speaking, though, in the election.
The election will help, you know.
So. I'm not sure that in the South, but they have this question. You do better than Romney, even Reagan is curious. Incidentally, have you had a chance to do this? Alderman had a meeting yet with you and Earl and Schultz.
11:30 today.
Scheduled. Well, I told him that he was having something to make a breakthrough on the appointment thing.
He's got to do this.
And I'm not going to get into it. I'm just going to tell him I'm going to screw around with this thing. If this is the problem, and I said I don't want this inside of the mountain, there's a view of Chuck. It seems that the vote